Watch the Light 2020, and we are going to speak about light and the dark places and who God is. This, remember, this podcast is recorded in a real live environment. So if you hear stuff, people in the background, things falling, it's life. And when I first started doing this, I tried to make sure everything was crystal perfect and whatnot. At this point, and there goes Jesse.
Right.
That's my roommate. And there goes Jesse. So that's what we're talking about. Watching the Light 2020, all that good stuff. I went to Kingdom Light Ministries during the holidays, and it was awesome. Pastor Keith Moncrief and Devin Moncrief. Pastors there. Yeah, went there. Awesome time. New Year's Eve services. Fire. People are doing New Year's Eve service from 8 to 10. I mean,
right.
It depends on who you are. I don't know what other religions do, but we go to church on New Year's Eve. But we did it from 8 to 10 this time, partially, I think, because it's dangerous tonight. I have no clue. But so we did awesome service, all that good stuff. So watching the light, what does it mean? What am I talking about? I sound crazy. That's cool. We're going to explain it on Let's Chop It Up. I'm back. It has been real. God's been good. It is 2020, the first episode of 2020, and I'm starting to, what God has told me to do is start to keep accountability of the episode. So we're going to do, I'm going to call it season two. New year. Today is called Watch the Light. That's today's episode. God has been so good to me. I'm making it personal. He's been so good to me. Last year, he's protected me, guided me, and been pretty awesome. He is so wonderful. But that's what God is doing. Watch the Light. That's the name. I'm sitting here, got my Bible Bowl in hand. My grandma used to call. We used to play this game called Swords Up, and we used to put our Bibles in here, and they used to go John 3:16. We have to rush and find the scripture when that got sold up. As is, of course, I'm Elder Tyson Davis, and welcome to Let's Chop It Up, and we're going to dive right into it, because this is what we do. It's called Watch the Light, and what this year, 2020, brings is that a lot of people, well, let me rephrase this, let me go back, went to church, and one of the things in church that we believe is that God will give us clear vision and clarity for this year. He will allow us to see things emotionally, mentally, and spiritually this year. He will strengthen us emotionally and spiritually this year. He's given us the vision. He's given us the sight to see this year. He is removing the scales off our eyes. And that is extremely important. So with that being said, we have to also watch the light. In science, the light, I'll use science as an example. In astronomy, the star is a hot ball of gas that burns and emits heat and light. It has a gravitational pull as well. The center of our galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, is a ball of light. It's a bunch of light too. It's believed to be a black hole, And that's that. I'm coming around to it. I'm about to explain to you what I'm talking about in a minute. It's believed to be a black hole. No, it is a black hole. Well, it's believed to be a black hole. From the last time I checked, I thought it's a black hole. So, you know, come the day, that's what happens. And that's in science. Also, the moon is a satellite, and it reflects the light of the sun. The moon has no natural light in itself. It just takes the light that the sun gives, and it's basically a huge mirror and just reflects it back on Earth. Biology. And deep parts of the ocean where there is no natural sunlight, animals have discovered a way to create their own light. You're talking about light, Elder. What are you talking about? Let me explain it to you. When things get dark, watch the light. When we as human beings don't understand everything, I don't expect this to ever stand anything. But we must watch the light. There's a song that says, "Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me." Keep your eye on the goal. Keep your eye on things pure and positive. This year, God is granting us spiritual sight. With that being said, we're going to see things that may frighten us, but what do we have to remember? To watch the light. Darkness is inevitable. It will be there for as long as this earth is going to be here for. Strong believer in that. The first thing God said when he created this world was, "Let there be light." Light represents, according to the Christian faith, which I am a part of, which I believe, life represents Jesus Christ, and it represents life. Okay? Without light, there can be no life. Okay? Light is the source of life. You get all our energy from the sun. Just keep focused on life, basically. Light is extremely important. Okay? Photosynthesis. What is that? It's the process of a plant taking the sun's energy, mixing it with carbon dioxide, producing oxygen, but taking the sun's energy and converting it and producing energy that therefore herbivores, which eat it, that we eat the herbivores, etc., etc. But photosynthesis, it keeps us, it sustains us. Okay, that's what plants use. We have to understand that there is darkness and there is pain, there is suffering in this world, but we have to keep our eyes on the light. All right. The reason why I brought up, I want to get to the sun, but let me start with this. There's a fish, angler fish, if you've ever seen them, if you ever watched Finding Nemo, that nasty fish had a light in the bottom, tried to eat a marlin and dory. Now, I'm a science buff. Marlin and dory would have died. They would not have survived in that pressure because there's so much pressure in the ocean. It's just pressure down there. It's just like, it's so much pressure, they would have died. They're probably not equipped for that. Just want to say that out the way. Disney got it wrong. But what God is... live in a life full of darkness and sin and shame, we have to be mindful of what we bring into our eye gate. Social media can be good and it can also be a poisonous, and it can distract us from the true meaning of life, and it's dangerous. That's just one example. But this, it is called watching the light. What does that mean? What am I trying to say? This year, we got to just focus on the positivity, focus on what matters most to accomplish what we need to get accomplished. And this year is a important year for me because a lot of things have happened last year, but this year a lot of things will be happening to me. I will be I will have my elders, not ordination service, but my basically how can I put it, my acceptance, my induction service. So there's more responsibility with that. I will be doing more things with ministry. So it's just a lot of things that we get so distracted, even with ministry, even with church, there's so much stuff that goes into it. You can get distracted. Yes, you'll be working for God, but there's so many other, you know, aspects. You can get distracted. And, you know, social media, we see so much stuff on it. Just being in people's business, we have to watch the light and constantly look for the good. And the thing about it is, and the thing I brought up was, with light comes darkness. When you have light, there will always be a shadow. There will always be something that will try to prohibit you, to stop you from your goal, from your purpose, to stop you from your dreams and whatnot. But the first thing God created, he said, "Let there be light." So that's the first thing you have to focus on. He didn't even mention, he said, "Let there be light," and there was. You see, speak it into existence. You have the power to speak positivity and light into your life. That is your power. Every man and woman on this earth has the power to do so. I brought up about after you go a certain amount of feet in the ocean, it gets pitch black dark. You can't see anything. And animals have adapted to make their own light, bioluminescence, etc., etc. They've adapted to their environment. What am I trying to put that out? We have to sometimes adapt in this world of darkness. Some of us are in jobs or just everybody. It's just everybody that you're working with or everybody that you're around is just so ugh. And you're just like, why does everybody have these attitudes and whatnot? You have to adapt and be the light in the dark place. You know, what is this? The scripture tells us that you are salt and you are light. Salt, what does salt produce? Preserve, and you are a light. You make the pathway bright. You, the light is within you. The light is within you. You may have to be that light in the dark place. You are the light in the dark place. Spread that positivity and love wherever you go. You know, love, people just throw love around, it's a cliche word. No, spread the positivity and spread the love. There will be things to come and destroy you. There will be things that try to come and destroy you. The enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And I believe the scripture puts that way in it for a reason. If he steals things from you, like your joy, your happiness, if he steals things from you, he can kill your dreams. And once he kills your dreams, utterly, he will destroy you. It's a process. The enemy knows it's a process. So you have to understand that you must stay focused and watch the light. Keep your, there's a song that says, shine on me, let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. A lighthouse, keep looking for it. You'll be in a storm, look for the lighthouse. Look for it, let it be your anchor and your rock. It is designed to help you. It is designed to help you. Do not let negativity run your life. Do not be afraid of the dark either. There is always a light. Always. There will always be one. I assure you that. Even though you may not feel it, you may not even see it, there is one. It sounds ridiculous. How am I supposed to see the light? You may not see it with your natural eye, but see it with the spiritually. Spiritually. Come on, people. We got to get more spiritual. Pray. I don't know whoever's listening is a Christian, a Muslim, whatever you are. Get in tune spiritually. Focus on the positivity and the light. Mr. Rogers said something. Mr. Rogers off of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Actually, Reverend Fred Rogers. Many people don't know. He got ordained as a minister. And he used his job in, I believe, the Presbyterian Church. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on it. But the Presbyterian Church was to use television as a way to spread God's love. And he did a great job. But he said this when someone asked him, what do we do when all chaos breaks out? Find the helpers. There is always, that's what I mean by light. There is always a helper. There may just be one. Find the helpers. Look for that light. Okay? We are salt and we are light. We preserve and we show people the way. That's what we do. Okay? So when, and you may even need help. You may need to be preserved and you may need to be helped. That's what we're here for. Okay? As human beings, we are supposed to strengthen each other up, to build one another up. And we get distracted over silly stuff. You know, one of my least favorite days of the year is Black Friday. I hate it. I really do. And that's not a lot of things I hate, but I do not like Black Friday because, one, not just the history of it with slavery, but the things people do over stuff, that is not godly, that is not holy, and that doesn't represent us as humans. We fight over TVs, we punch people in the face, we fight children, we push children, we get into arguments and strife. That's just one of the things I dislike. One of my favorite, that's my favorite, I don't like that at that time of year. And that's not something I necessarily do, but we must stay focused. God wants us to keep his eyes on him. You may not believe in God. Some of you may not believe in God. Some of you may not believe in Jesus. Remember, that's me. And I believe that Jesus Christ came to save all. So if you ever need him, you can call him. But if that you may be a Hindu, you may be Jewish, you may be Buddhist, you may practice esotericism. I believe I pronounced that wrong, but you may practice a different religion. But every religion, I strongly believe, has a certain method. I was going to say methodology. That's not the right word I was going to find. Has a certain method to achieving inner peace and to keep positivity reigning supreme over your life. That's what at least God wants. There are going to be storms, okay? Period, point blank. There are going to be storms. There's going to stuff come in and try to attack you, okay? If it was so easy, everybody could do it, but everybody can't do it. Some people fall victim to destruction. It's just facts. You know,
Some people start out good, but they let their light dwindle. Oh, that's another thing. Letting your light dwindle. You know, we're like batteries. We need to be recharged. Letting your light dwindle. You're in a so much. You put some. Sometimes we put ourselves into negative spaces, and we don't. And we do not get, because we think we can handle it, but we don't get out of it. Sometimes you need to remove yourself. That's another message for another time. But keep your eye in that moment. Keep your eyes to the hill which cometh your help. Okay? Keep your eyes steady. Stay focused. There's a lot of stuff coming to distract us. Stay focused. Stay pure. Stay holy. Just be the light. Be the light. And watch, keep watch on the light. That's why I named this. Because we got to just, the reason why I say watch is because even though we may not be there, keep your eyes on it. Because it won't steer you wrong. As the ship's out to sea, the lighthouse is there. It will not, I know land is there because the light is there. And it takes faith. You may not see the tower the light is in, but you may see, all you see is the light. I have faith and I know that since there is light, there must be safe haven. There must be, gotta be safe haven. And it is such a privilege to be with you all, really. Some people say I joke around, but I'm serious. Because even with me, it's hard sometimes to keep a positive attitude. Sometimes when I feel as though I fail. A lot. Sometimes I feel like I fell off. Sometimes I feel as though I'm not worthy to be called an elder. Sometimes I feel as though since so many other things in my life are coming around me, I don't say stuff the right way. I don't look the right way. I don't act the way other people act. I'm not the way people want to be. But guess what God says? Focus on me. Keep your eyes towards me. Don't compare yourself to other people. That is the episode for destruction. Don't compare yourself to other people because everybody is different. That is different. It's just, I can't expound on this more. I have to learn to stop comparing myself to other people. Miles Davis said something very interesting. I'm paraphrasing. He said, it took me, he said something to the point where Miles Davis is a trumpeter. He was a trumpeter. He said all these people I admired and I wanted to play like. He said it took me forever to learn how to play like myself, to play for myself, to play how I need to play. And I'm paraphrasing like ever, but Miles Davis was just like, it took me forever to learn how to play like me. He said, I learned how to play like all these people, but it said, it took me the longest to learn how to play like me. And that is profound. You know, we get distracted. Yes, we have admirers, but you know, there's a difference between, we can admire somebody, but they wind up turning into idols. And then we want to be them so bad. And if I can only just be this person. No, keep your eyes, watch the light. I keep going back to this because it is important. You know, really, I can't stress to you more how important it is. Even now, I struggle so much sometimes with who am I? Who is Elder Tysier Davis? Who am I? Even now, I'm an elder and I'm a full. Listen, I try to explain this to you. Just because I'm an elder and just because I'm all this, it don't mean that I ain't got problems, bro. Like, all day, every day, I have struggles. I got bills. Jesus. Whoa. Bills at the. Bills are one of the things that be getting me, but it's just knowing who I am, you know, who am I, every once in a while I ask myself, who am I, and I just, and you know, one thing that us Christians do, the Bible says, gives us who we are. You are the righteousness of God, the heir of salvation. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, you know, reminding ourselves, speaking positivity into your life, you know, so watch the light. Okay, you are the light in the dark place. Don't let nobody take your light from you. What are you gonna do? Hide it? No, you don't light a lamp. The Bible speaks about this, and I'm paraphrasing, but it says you don't light a lamp and put it on and then try to hide it. No, you light it so you can see. So see. So look. as I look and reflect on what is happening, I can't but help thank God for what he has done and what he is doing continuously. We must press towards the mark and continue to be positive. This year is going to be an interesting year. We have elections coming up here in America and probably a few around the world. I think some elections already happened already, but you have elections coming up here in America. We have a lot of serious faces to come. For those of you, many people around the world, if you're listening from various countries, America's going through a situation with Iran right now. So we hit the ground running with bad stuff already. So this is a time to find the helpers and to seek out the light. If you draw towards God, he'll draw closer to you. Take one step to him. He'll take five steps to you, I promise. It is not going to be easy, but it is definitely beneficial. Be the light in the dark place. Be the strong person you are. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are powerful. Speak life over yourself. We're going to have a talk one day about life and death and the power of the tongue. Some of us kill our dreams by the words that we speak. But we're going to talk about that in a different segment. But we need to be sure and positive, and we need to buckle down and know without a shadow of a doubt who we are. We need to know this because these are dark, perilous times, and have faith to see the outcome without seeing how you're going to get there. Okay, so watch the light, watch it. Lamp, thy word is a lamp unto thy feet and a light unto thy pants. Use the word of God. Meditate. I call everyone to meditate. Focus, reflect, hone in on your spiritual abilities. Yes, you have them. Newsflash. We have them. Hone in onto them. Pray, fast. What does fasting do? It rips our flesh, our mortal, so we can be in tune with the immortal. Okay? So that's what That's what we need to do in this season. I began praying. I'm trying to pray my prayer life on a whole new level. And when I tell you that I feel refreshed after prayer, I do. It's not going to always feel like that. Sometimes you're going to pray and you're going to feel like, well, ain't nothing happened. But I can assure you things are happening spiritually, whether you believe it or not. Prayer works. Meditation works. Fasting works. If you allow it to work, you can't knock something. You can't just knock it. You have to try it first. It will benefit you. We may have another. There's so many things, man. No, it's a discussion about fasting. But watch the light. You are the light. You in the most deepest, darkest of times, you are the light. It is important for us to also understand that we can't expect. We have to let. Sometimes understand we can't let people be the light for us. We can't always depend on everybody. Okay? We can't always do that. We can't. You have to keep the goal in front of us. Keep pressing towards the mark. Watch out. You're in a stormy place. You're in a rough place. Watch. We cannot believe men are gods. Where you make mistakes, we sin, we have issues, problems, baby mama drama, baby daddy drama, all these problems. It's imperative for us to know that we have an escape route, as we talked about last episode, Jesus. He's willing to help you and be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. You are strong. And courageous. Okay? You don't have to do this alone. The one who is depressed and alone. You don't have to do this alone. You can reach out. Just pray. Meditate. This is a year of healing for many of us. Keep your eyes on the light. Don't steer away from it. When Jesus walked on the water and he called Peter out to him, the reason why Peter fell was not Peter fell is because he kept his eyes off Jesus. He had disbelief. Oh, I'm never going to make it to him. Oh, I'm never going to get there. Trust God, my friends. Meditate in Him. You will not be disappointed. I can assure you, He has definitely done things in my life and helped me in my life. And the passing of my grandmother, He's helped me with that to the most simplest things, from walking from point A to point B. He is always there. And we need to keep our eyes on the goal. I cannot stress this, and probably beating a dead horse, but it's so imperative to remember that we live in a world full of distractions, and that's why this year is dedicated to light, positivity, okay? Let us remember that. It's 2020. 2020. New decade. Some people are turning 20 this year. Some people are turning 30 this year. Some people are turning 40 this year. Some people are turning 50, 60, 70, 80. Wherever you are in your life, it is a new decade, a new year. Okay? Repent, ask for forgiveness for the people you need forgiveness for, and continue to move forward. A part about watching the light is that you just can't stay idle. You must constantly keep moving forward to reach it. Keep your eyes on the light. Keep your eyes above, on what things are above. Hallelujah. Keep your heart pure. Bitterness we have, many of us. Pain we have. Heart pure. Keep your heart pure. And don't be dismayed. Don't be dismayed. Happy New Year, my friends. I love you all. This is Elder Tysier Drayon Davis. That's my middle name. Don't wear it out. This is Elder Tysier Davis. May the Lord bless you, keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you. May He lift His countenance upon you and give you peace. I love you all, my friends. I love you all. Thank you very much, blah, 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 for listening. Try to put these out every 2 weeks or a week. I don't know. They come out when they come out at this point. I usually do about a week. But thank you for listening. Let's chop it up. Next time, we'll have Chief Apostle Mark Rouse with us. So I think that'll be around next week. So join me then. Until then, yeah, peace, love, and soul train. That's hilarious. Peace, love, and soul train. All right. God bless you.